and welcome to Marooned at MacBite's headquarters. Day 404. How are we all doing? Simon first in. Oh, congratulations, dear boy. What time did Mike open it? Oh, pretty early. He's doing a very important job at the moment, is Mike. Wandering round the neighbourhood, taking photos to add to Simon's murder board. You're going to need a bigger board, Simon. With what's gone on this week, you're definitely going to need a bigger board. Oh, hello, Sarah. Glad it's the weekend. Oh, wait, did you know? Doesn't actually make that much difference here for me. Although we are working out what we're doing at the weekend, and the weather is oppressively warm. Yes, not happy with the weather, but hopefully it'll start raining again soon. Simon nearly died this week, but thankfully survived. So in a kind of post-traumatic bliss. Does that summarise how it is after a Maroon show? I hope you're okay, Simon. Me and the cheeky dog were faced off by 50 cows in a field a long way from the nearest exit. Oh, Simon. 50 cows in a field in a state of bliss, I'm thinking for the title. They were extremely aggressive. Oh, Simon, was this a new field for you, or was it your field and the cows had intervened? Oh, let me know. Hello, Jonathan. Sarah always worries when crossing a field with animals in. Not something I do. Now, we did live in the countryside, but it was more a case of tolerance rather than enjoyment. And it didn't go anywhere near anything that had four legs other than a dog. Oh, dear. Simon had to shout and wave at them. This is sounding like a programme that Mike had me watch years ago. Oh, what was it called? It was a dating programme. Now, you're worried about the cows now, aren't you? So was I. It was a dating programme with these, like, experts. And basically, they sent the person who was, like, the star of the show on a date. And this date was an unmitigated disaster. Every week, this unguided date was an unmitigated disaster. Then they took them on, like, a self-revelationary discovery tour for the week and built their confidence and stuff. So one of these things involved going to a field full of cows and shouting at them, standing at the edge of it and shouting at the cows. And I'm looking at Mike like, what have you got on the TV? But he loved this programme. It was actually very funny. So it was like a confidence thing. One week they had somebody go up and give flowers to people. And another week they had somebody on a balcony who had to just shout hello to everybody. So it was like pushing them out of their comfort zone. But this particular week involved shouting at cows. So now I'm reminded of that, Simon. Oh, hello, Renee. You honestly think you may have cheated death. How long did it take you to get out? Oh, poor Dusty. Poor Dusty. This was a very near miss. OK, well, we're glad you're still here with us, Simon. Absolutely. CQ, Deb, CQ. Hello, Kim. Yes, it is indeed St. George's Day. And it would have been my grandparents' anniversary as well. Got married on St. George's Day. I was trying to work out what anniversary. I think I need my genealogy thing for that, don't I? I'm trying to think, when was Gran born? 1908. She missed her 90th birthday by 3 weeks. She was very peeved. But she's in good company now, because the Duke of Edinburgh missed his 100th by the same. But 6 weeks, I think it was. But I don't know what year they got married. So I need to find out what year they got married, don't I? Hello, Paul. How is it in Sydney? Weather here is alarmingly warm. Don't like it. Well, actually, behind me, I've got a very powerful heater and I've got a fan. And honestly, at night, it's been -3. And during the day, it's been in the low 20s. So Mike said, shall I move the fan? I said, no, I need the fan. She said, shall I move the fire? I said, no, best not, eh? I think I'd be all right if I wasn't working at night. But, you know, it drops to -3 and I'm freezing. So, could do with it. It's becoming springish, which leads to summer, which leads to me getting cranky because it's warm. So that's what it's been at the moment. Hello, Tracy. Oh, it's been a long week for young Jonathan. Thank goodness for the weekend. Who ordered their air tags today? I would do, but, you know, not going anywhere. I pretty much know where everything is right at the minute. It's in the house somewhere. So unless Apple could be incredibly precise with the things that I've lost, which are usually like scrappy little pieces of paper, not going to be much use. So no, I didn't do the ordering thing. I thought I'll let everybody try the first gen and then I'll rock up with the second one when we can actually leave the house. So I didn't order anything, but did anybody else order anything? Should tip the cows over when they're sleeping. Don't think we want to get that close, do we? The field has a few hidden corners and grassy knolls behind which scheming ninja cows can hide awaiting victims. When I face them off with waves and shouts for long enough to get a sprintable distance from the nearest stile, I left a path of fiery footprints that looked like Satan himself had just run across the field. And how was the dog? I trust you carried him. Oh, dear me. Oh, that is reminding me of where Mike used to live. He had this flat. It was in a block of, I think, 8 or 10. Ten, I think. And it was really, it was like a modern 80s thing. And they'd built it on what had formerly been, as is typical in the UK, grassland. And in the middle of this grassland, there'd been a pond. And I think they'd found something in or around the pond, which meant they couldn't just nuke it. So they had to build around this pond. But this pond was huge. You know, we're looking at maybe 50 metres diameter. It was a huge pond. And they did no more than built a house right next to it. And then in front of the house, they built this pathway, which was a public pathway. It was so weird. You walked right by their front door. But one night we were taking Mayor up there, spend the night. And we took him round to the pond, unaware of the fact, and I think it was a goose, I don't think it was a duck, because it was huge, this thing, with its little geese babies behind it. The goslings, whatever, baby geese. And this mother goose meandered up, came out the pond. Mayor, of course, was fascinated. He loved it. He was an over-exuberant boy, and he loved anything like that. So he decided to go and say hello. Big mistake. Huge mistake. This goose thing opened its wingspan. Oh my God, it must have been like 10 metres to shield its babies. Mayor just, he made a noise I've never heard him make before or since. And he just jumped up at his dad, petrified of this thing. Well, I'm not surprised. It was protecting its babies. But it did no more than got on the path with its little babies behind it and started marching off on the path, which meant no one else could use the path. Wildlife, eh? Can't live with it, can't live without it. Poor Simon. Oh, fields with public footpaths, you see what I mean? Now, that's just a suggestion, Simon. It's not compulsory. So don't do the public footpath thing. I think farmers do that just to sit gleefully from a distance. There'll probably have been a camera on you and you'll be on, what was that programme called? You've been framed. Something like that. Oh dear, you'd be shot if you did that with our cows. I have known of dogs who've been shot for doing that. Wasn't one. It was an actress's dog. I wonder if it was some... what's her name? The one from Brookside. Boyd Sheila. Not that I ever saw Brookside. What's her name? Let's do an internet movie database thing and see if it was her dogs. Not Silent Witness. What's the other one? The one with Trevor Eve. Let's start with Trevor Eve and work forward from Trevor Eve. He was in it and she was in it. Right, Trevor Eve. This is how my mind works. The connections in my mind are twisted. Right, what was it called? Waking the Dead. That's what it was called. Good grief, did that finish 10 years ago? Okay, she was in Waking the Dead. Sue Johnston. Right, I've met that lady. She's really nice. Right, Sue Johnston. So, was it her dog? But it escaped, or it was off the lead during a walk, was the story. I don't know if it was her dog, actually, but yes. Yes, it was. I'm quite right, it was. It was 7 years ago. Beautiful dog called Beau. who was, that looks at the face or the ears look a little bit Kiverish, but no, I think it's Cocker Spaniel. It was Macclesfield, which is not far from here. And the dog escaped, I think, and it got into a pen of chickens, by the look of it, and got shot. So, yes, farmers do have the right to do that, unfortunately. You don't go out harassing cows for fun. No, but now you've tried it, Simon, it could become a bit of a hobby. You never know. Oh, the cows eat apples. I did not know that. Oh, and Paul's had his jab. Excellent news. Right, let's carry on. Money's staying firmly in pocket for young Jonathan. Apple won't be getting anything. Ooh. What if they'd brought out the most fabulous iMac? Because I'd have been there. But no, they didn't. Oh, Simon let Dusty off the lead. He can outrun anything. It's the standard advice, as the cows often follow the dog. There's no way a cow can catch a dog. Simon, you've researched this, haven't you? I can tell. Hello, Anthony. Unless, of course, the cow's elderly. Good point. Good point. Do cows make it to be old? Or are they, what shall we say, repurposed before then? Have you ever seen the dog work sheep or cows? It's amazing. There was a programme over here, Kim, many years ago. I was a kid. I can't remember what it was called. Was it Me and My Dog? But it was all about sheepdogs, and they did like sheepdog trials where they, it was a competition. And it was fascinating. The dogs were amazing. I do know a guy who had two border collies, and he was amazing training them. They were never on the lead, but they were absolutely, they followed his every word. Now you see, a Samoyed's totally different. There's no way they'd ever follow anything you've got to say. I don't believe in dogs off leads at any point, to be honest. Unless it's like in a dog-friendly area, I wouldn't have a dog off a lead. At the moment, it's even worse, isn't it? For a start, it's safety. There's a programme on that I watched. What's it called? A dog house or something like that. And it's dogs being rehomed. And this guy, I'm sure I mentioned it last week, a dog turned up called Dave, Dave the dog. And he'd had an accident when he was 15 months old, and he was lucky to survive, but he lost a leg, a front right leg. And it had been mentioned, but you're like, well, we don't know what the accident was. Anyway, later on in the programme, the guy said what the accident was. They'd headed out, all of them, the family, to the park, and they had the dog with them. And I'm thinking, yeah, but how did the dog get hit by a car? Because in my mind, on the way to the park, the dog would be on a lead. No, the dog wasn't on a lead. So one of the children made to take a step, and the dad said, no, there's a car coming. But obviously the dog didn't grasp that, and the dog went and the dog got hit. I think it was at about 35 miles an hour. So it was just amazing that the dog survived. But that to me is why a dog should be on a lead. You know, you might miss a car, never mind the dog missing a car. But most people like to have their dogs off leads, and that's not good. But with a Sammy, you let it off the lead and that'll be it. It will run and run and run and run. The first time I was told that was this breeder that we went to visit. The one who'd had, I think there were 7 pups, but one died. That left 6, and they were all girls. And of course, we needed a boy. But we went, and she said that one of her dogs, one of the boys you might know, had got out, and she lived this side of Lytham St. Anne's, which is a place on the Fylde coast. And the dog had run and run and run. It had run through Lytham, it had run through St. Anne's, it had run through South Blackpool, it had run through the, and this is all along the beach. It had run through Blackpool, it had run through Cleavers, and they ended up finding it halfway to Morecambe. So he must have run about 25 miles before he ran out of steam. Never let the Sammy off the lead. Only in an enclosed space. And then, preferably, when there's no other dogs about. Oh, they're lethal. They're lethal. But those border collies were amazing. They're like, with a whistle, they'd be down, they'd stop. Oh, they were just amazing. One of them sold. It was a pup. I think it had been trained, but it was only about 18 months old. And there's a market in sheepdogs, which I didn't know. And this dog sold for an obscene amount of money. It was about £24,000. And I'm like, but You know, if you'd owned that and trained it, how sad at like 18 months to 2 years old, you sell it because it's now trained. But it went for an obscene amount of money. So, yeah, training it must be something else. AirTags are tempting for Renee, but you don't really need them. Can you do your Find Your AirPods Max? Or do you need to add a tag to it? Because I know you can find your AirPods Pro and your AirPods. So I'm presuming you don't really need that. Did you see the prices of the AirTag holder things? I did, Jonathan. And when I'd finished laughing, they nearly carried me away. The one that I'd looked at and thought, well, I could get away with that one, was a Belkin at £12.95. But yes, I did see the Hermes one at £450. And I'm like, really? The item's £29. £29. And you want me to pay £450 for the case? But you know what? Some people will. Some people will. I am very fortunate that on my laptop bag, which is probably the number one place that I would put one, I've got stuff hanging off it. I guess I should show you what's hanging off, shouldn't I? In the show. Let me pick it up and have a look if I could do just that. Yes, I could probably do that later. I've got a bag and on it there's a picture of me and Mike and the lovely Rachel. That's hanging off a paracord. So paracord is very, very strong cord. And I've got one on a key ring and it's there in case of emergencies that I ever need, like basically a rope. So I've got that on a paracord. Then I've got two guitar shaped, this is unbelievable, two guitar shaped cable things. And what they're quite short. There's a standard USB on it. And then there's all the other lightning things, USB-C, and a Kindle thing. And I've got two of those. And then I've got this little red pouch, which is a leather pouch. And it's got two bits in it. So it's like a little purse. And it's got like a purse bit on the inside that's empty. And then in the little pouch on the front, I have one of those right angled things for USB-C. So if I'd have got an AirTag, it would sit quite nicely inside that. Remind me to show you that later, guys. But yes, it would have sat quite nicely in there, but I didn't bother. I thought, you know what, when you leave the house, and by the time I leave the house, we'll probably be on revision 9, so leave it be. So I did, I left it be. Probably cost $15 to make. I didn't think that was actually the nicest. I thought some of the others were very nice, but no. I'm going to leave that alone. Oh, dear. If they'd done a decent iMac, young Jonathan would have bought it. Oh, you just don't want to play mobile. That's a good description. I'm loving that. Oh, good grief. One man and his dog. I thought it was, but it was a good show, that. It was amazing what those dogs could do. And then I would watch it and I'd turn around and look at Maya and he'd just look at me like, don't even think it. Success will be when I've got you trained as well as that dog. And he pretty much did. He taught Mum to fetch the pipe. That was because she was trying to teach him to fetch the pipe. He was most interested. We had a replacement thing on the washing machine and it left this little pipe about 6 inches long, but kind of twisty. And he was most interested in it. So Mum decided, because he liked it, other than toys, which were like, you know, you throw a ball and he just like, whatever. If he liked the pipe, maybe if she threw the pipe, he would fetch the pipe. So for 3 days, she sat there with him, fetch the pipe, fetch the pipe, fetch the pipe. And by the end of the third day, she had it and she was fetching the pipe very nicely. And the dog, well, he was quite happy. He had her running round after the pipe, not him. Lola will at least bring things back to you because she wants you to throw them. So she's better trained in that regard. Maya just wasn't interested. Oh, Maya is a sheepdog. Definitely not. He'd probably be better as one of the sheep. Hello, girl. You're back.
Girl, should we get you some water?
No, no, Daddy. Never mind water. I need to sympathise with Dusty and eat a treat. I'm trusting Dusty did get a treat on his return. They should do a celebrity version of the Great British Dog Off. Oh, they could do that with a field of cows, couldn't they, Simon? That'd work. Oh, Renee has not tried to find his AirPods Max, but going to try it right away. You must do it, surely. Sarah used to keep losing the AirPods, so I bought a silicone holder to put them in, then attached it to a key fob so you can find it. Works a treat. Excellent. I must admit, I put my AirPods in a case. And not the Apple ones either. A ridiculously cheap one, where I got three for like £4.50. So I gave one to Mike and I've got one and we've got a spare. If you're wondering what that is, it's... oh, it's tripe sticks. I thought it was sucky. Lola, here we go. I think Daddy's screaming to the effect of that there's somebody downstairs. Yeah. Right, let's put that there and let's bring you round here. Come on, where's the treat? Where's the treat? Come on. I think I can hear Wendy. And but Lola's up here having treats, so she's fine. Right, you bite the end off that tripe stick. Oh, there's another title for the show. Oh, Kim might get one to put in the car in case someone steals the car. That's genius. But I was looking at the small print, and it was alarming, the small print. I didn't realise it was anything like as complicated as it is. It's using a network, the worldwide network of iPhones, to work. And I'm thinking, so technically speaking, my phone, if I was out, somebody's AirTag could attach to it to report back to the mothership. And in essence, yes, that's what it's doing. And I don't recall me being asked for permission for that, but never mind. Then the other thing was, they don't want them to be used for tracking people. So they don't want person A to buy an AirTag, pop it into person B's bag, and then be tracking them with it. And I thought, well, fair enough. Well, you have to have your phone, and if your tag, you pop it into somebody else's bag and they waltz off with it, then they know that the tag is not close to you, and over time they know that this tag is with person B. And with it being with person B, it definitely isn't with you. And as if it doesn't move from person B, they assume that you're tracking person B and deactivate it. And there was other nuanced things with it, where if person A and person B both have their own tracking devices, but person B is travelling on a train with person A, then you wouldn't want it not working in those circumstances. Oh, did it get complicated? It was amazingly complicated. I hear movement downstairs. I'm keeping an eye on Lola. Right. You were so it's been a godsend. This is the case for Sarah's AirPods. You're wandering around home trying to follow the beep and the sound wasn't changing. Then I realised they were in my pocket. Oh, the tech. It will be the end of us. Well, now, Anthony's got an extendable keyring, which attached to the belt automatically retracts when you finish using it. Little red pouch for the keys. Genius. We call that here an anti-stupidity device. And it was needed when I headed off to Mike's one day. This was when he had his flat. And I headed off there because he had Sky and we didn't. And I needed to change the channel to record something else later. So, drives over there. Locks the keys in my car. So luckily I had the house keys. I had to get a taxi from Mike's back here to get the spare keys for the car. Then get a taxi back there with it. After that, they were attached to my belt and they never moved. Oh, dear, dear, dear. It works. Yay. I thought it must do really. Lola, have you heard yourself? Right, have that and finish it. Poor. Good girl. Right, she's now having another dentist stick. This is because she hears what's going on. Oh!
Come and say hello to Wendy.
Go on, off you toddle. And here she goes.
Lola.
She's on her way.
Say hello to Wendy.
It's Wendy. Right, I'm going to have a look at that picture from Renee, see what that looks like. There we go. Oh, lovely toys on there. Yes, there you go. Not far from you. Can you imagine you open that and one says like 5 kilometres away? You'd be like, what's happened? Oh, that is good to see. So excellent, that's working.
It was Wendy.
It was Wendy.
It was Wendy.
And did we have a laying on of hands? Are we a good girl?
No, she's still at the top of the stairs. She can't get past.
Oh, you barricaded her.
Yeah.
Is this because this is the first delivery with no plastic bags?
Yeah. So go.
He's not a happy boy. You have got your crates, though.
Yeah.
And did they work?
Yeah.
Oh, good.
I don't think Wendy's happy either.
No, I'm not surprised. Because no. I actually said to Mike, don't rush, you know, make it take a while. And that way they won't be able to get as many deliveries in. I was quite right.
Yeah.
He's going off. He's all gloved up. And he looks like he's going into surgery, actually. He's got his gloves on and he's got his mask on. And Lola's headed back. There we go. Right, why haven't you had the red one? There we go. Right. She's now eaten half a red one and taken one end off the brown one, so she's quite happy again. Have a few devices, Renee. I know the feeling. Do you know I go into mine and it says like iPad 2 and I'm like, oh, you still remember that then? Oh. What if person B has nicked something off person A? It gets that complicated, Anthony, I wouldn't like to say, but I was surprised. You know, we were all saying, weren't we, how long this took. I mean, it's been a standing joke. Oh, there'll be air tags at the next event. Air tags at the next event. This has been going on for 3 years. But when you see the complications in terms of they do not want this. I mean, it would reflect badly on Apple, wouldn't it? They do not want this, where somebody tracks somebody else with one of these things. And reading up on it, the nuances were just amazing. And I thought, you know what? It's not the technology that took that long. It's the reining in of people's intentions that took much longer. But will it happen? It probably will. Someone will try it, you know. Someone will try it. Because I was thinking it would make sense to put one on Lola. But not if she's considered person B and I'm trying to track her. So maybe that wouldn't work. But then, to be honest, as long as that presupposes person B's got an iPhone and that Apple know that person B isn't a handbag. I mean, how do they know Lola isn't a handbag if I put a tag on her? Because she's not got her own phone. And yes, it's moving, and it's moving without me. But there again, that would drag Mike into it. Because if Mike took Lola out and I'd tagged Lola, then Mike would be person B. And maybe he's stolen Lola. And before you know it, you know, you've got a police incident. Oh, good grief. Do you remember when you just used to buy tech and it worked? And now you've got all these nuances to deal with. Oh, dear, oh, dear. Oh, Jonathan's on the receiving end here. Most welcome about for anything, apart from a pink iMac, I'm presuming. Did we all know that the colours are not equal? Because that's something else I found in the small print. Yes, Wendy wanted to see her. Renee uses every one. I'm not surprised, Renee. Look at all of that lot. Lovely, lovely. Today was AirTags Day, but it was not iPad Day. iPad Day, same time next week. Anybody tempted by one of those yet? Apart from Deb, wasn't it? I think Deb's having one. The Apple Pencil can't be located, though. No, it can't, can it? Which would be most useful. Because Pete lost his, if you remember, and it turned out Mrs. Pete had made off with it. She'd put it in, you know, like you've got your pens and pencils and you put an elastic band round it. She'd put it in there before the move. He found it days after he'd bought another one, which is the rule, I believe. You never find it before you've ordered the other one. You find it after. That was why with the Apple Pencil, when I bought Pencil 1. I've got two Pencil 1s. I wanted a pencil for both of the iPads. So when I bought them, I wanted to get a pencil with it, and it was the first time Mike had had a pencil. So I said to the assistant sorting it out, now they didn't have any pencils in stock, but he said, it's fine, you can order it from here and they'll ship it to you straight from Apple. And I said, that's fine, but it's not covered by the Apple Care unless it's purchased at the same time. I said, which it would be technically, but not for the Apple Care. And he said, oh, you're right. And I thought, well, that's obvious, isn't it? That's nowhere near as complicated as tracking these tags. But no, he had to go to the store manager. Now, I was sincerely hoping that the store manager wasn't the complete muppet that the store manager had been before. Luckily, said store manager was not the complete muppet that the store manager had been before, which was just as well. That wouldn't have ended well, trust me on that. And he listened to what I'd said and said, you're quite right. So he overrode the system, so our pencils were covered. But if, you know, you couldn't buy a pencil at the point of purchase of the iPad, then your pencil's not covered on AppleCare. Which, you know, if it breaks, then you're looking at £130 for a replacement. But if it's covered by the same AppleCare as on the iPad, costs you nothing. And they replace it. They don't make that clear, do they? Mm. So the next time you're buying a pencil, that's what you need to think about. Yes, Wendy's here and Lola's a happy bunny. You're quite right, Renee. But now, you know, if they made a case to hang the AirTag off the pencil, God, that'd be ugly. But it would work. Dev says, the tags sounded like a very bad idea, piggybacking off someone else's equipment and Wi-Fi, meaning that they've got backdoors to all your information to track you and what you want private. Totally agree. I was horrified when I read it. And I thought, you know what? Amazon tried this with your A-Lady devices. And basically, people walking past your house could use your Wi-Fi, was the crux of it. So it's like, and how do I turn that off? But Apple have tried sneaking this in and no one said a darn thing. Not one thing. Apple are saying it's completely private, but you know, I don't want my data. The one, they're saying it's a tiny amount of data, and two, they're saying it's completely private, but I don't want anybody on my system. And surely there's a way to opt out, but if there is, I haven't heard what it is yet. I'll keep my eye out. Some YouTuber's going to try tracking someone, just wait for it. Oh, it'll happen. Oh, Simon must be on his own. He thought the iMacs looked great. Simon, you're on your own. I don't think there was anybody else thought they looked great. We had issues with them, Simon. The colours on the back, bearable. Bearable. It was the pastel shades on the front that were the problem. The second problem on the front was the white bezel. If you're doing design work, it'll throw you. That white bezel will completely throw you. And the third issue was there was no Apple logo on the front, which, while we're not concerned whether there's a logo or not, it looked really odd. Plus the fact, why is the chin there? Nobody's actually said yet. Because other than that, it's so thin, it looks like an iPad on a leg. The other issue we all had, particularly Kim and I, disgusted from Seattle and disgusted from Sale, was that the thing is so thin that the audio jack is on the side. And I have speakers plugged in all the time. So I don't want something sticking out of the side looking pug ugly. So that was my issue with it. Oh, and the other thing was, they put the Ethernet port on the power brick, which again is fine. But that's why I'm mentioning it here. Did we know that the colours are not equal? That some of them do not have the Ethernet port on the power brick. Some of them do, but that means you're limited in terms of colour. So if you particularly want a specific colour here, then you're not getting gigabit Ethernet, you're getting just Wi-Fi. There's no port on the thing at all. I did not pick that up from the presentation. Let me have a look, see if I can actually get the details on which colours we're talking about. iMac. Ethernet. Right, let's have a look. No, not coming up a thing here, unless it's on there. Let's have a look at that one. Yes, they have got rid of the SD card reader as well, so that's something else you're going to have to hang off it. So basically, just keep hanging stuff off it. But it looks so neat and tidy, doesn't it, says Apple. There's only one power cable needed. And then there's all the rest of the stuff, Apple, to actually make the darn thing work. That. But I think I'm actually going to have to go to Apple and do it from there. It's basically that the bottom, you know, the base models. Let's view the pricing and see if we can do that from there. Yeah. So if you want the lower model, if you want the base model, which is 256 gig of storage, 8 gig of RAM, 24 inch screen, blah, blah, blah. Right. You can only get it in blue, green, red and silver. So if you want the orange or you want the yellow or whatever other colours you want. What are the orange, yellow and purple? Orange, yellow and purple. Then you cannot buy the lower spec. So you've got to go up to at least the next one. The lower model as well. So when they say this starts at 1,299, yes, of course it does. But at that point, it doesn't have, it's got, I was checking this, it's got, it doesn't have two USB 3 ports on it, and it doesn't have gigabit in Ethernet. So not only does it only have like 8 gig of RAM, what would this cost, seriously? If you had picked the 8 core, the most expensive one, basically. And why is it showing it me in dollars? Come on, let's have this in pounds, because we pay VAT on it, so that'll push it up by 20%. Why do we pay VAT? Don't get me going. Okay, I'll pick the silver one. And I can't take it any further. That's useless. I wanted to see what the price was if I took it to 16 gig of RAM. But I can't see it. But it's going to be 1,649 before we even start. That's without 16 gig of RAM. Now, 1,649 is an interesting price, because that is the exact price of the new 12.9-inch iPad with 16 gig of RAM and a 1 gigabyte hard drive. Exactly the same. And yet, when you think of the screen on that only being 12.9, and this is 24, seems a bit off that. But there you go. Oh, that's why we pay VAT, is it, Jonathan? A £2.5 million briefing room that won't get used. We did talk about that briefing room. It was too American, wasn't it? People took one look at it and it was like, no, we're not having that. It's too American. It looks like when the president speaks. And Boris is trying to be presidential. But Boris, you know, you can hang as many flags behind yourself as you like. But if you just bought a comb for about 50 pence and combed your hair, we'd possibly have you looking a little bit more prime ministerial, never mind presidential. Yes, I thought that as well, Jonathan. No Ethernet. No, it's got no Ethernet, Kim. None at all. So that lower model, this is what didn't come out in the event. It's like that woman in a bloody power stance and Andy Pandy pants didn't tell us the nuanced stuff, which is the fact that, no, there's no Ethernet on it at all. So it's a Wi-Fi only toy. Might as well buy an iPad. Then the next one up's got this, and then the next one up's got something else. And by the time you're finished, you're paying about £3,000. But no, they didn't tell us any of that, did they? And none of that, even if I did that, even if I said, you know what, I can live with a silver one. And I can live with a terabyte of storage, and I can live with 16 gig of RAM. I can do all of that. It's still going to cost me a fortune, an absolute fortune. And I'm still going to have the audio thing on the side where I don't want it. Whatever you're doing, nibbling, stop it, or I'll tell your father. That stopped her in her tracks. Boris used Biden's campaign slogan yesterday, gave you a laugh. Build back better. Oh, dear. Is this because the North East are complaining? They did a vox pop in the North East, you know, Vera Land, and people were saying there's no jobs. So all that's kicking off again. Tory sleaze, two words that go together. Lola, whatever you're doing, knock it off. Tory sleaze and no jobs in the North East. And I thought, good grief, it's election time. And then I thought, oh, so it is. The election is the first week in May, I think. We're voting this time on the Mayor of Manchester, Andy Burnham. I'm sure he'll get straight back in, because if you were to say to me, he's a Labour candidate. Who's the Tory candidate? Not got a clue. Jonathan, do you know? Who's standing for Manchester Mayor for the Tories? Because I've not got a clue. Not had anything through the door, which is just as well, because it goes straight in the bin. So I think the first time I'll find out is when I'm looking at the ballot paper. But at least the ballot paper this time I'm doing from home. We're just going to have to sort Lola out with a polling centre thing. Dogs at polling stations. We'll make you one, Lola, and you can do it here. Because we can't have you missing out on that, can we? The Ethernet does sit on the power brick, Renee, but it isn't available on the base model. If you look at the page, I will send you the page. This is the UK one. You might have to change the UK code for whatever it is for the Netherlands. But if you look down the column of the first one on the left, there is a dash in two places, and one of them is the gigabit Ethernet. So, yes, it is on the power brick for the rest of them, but it is not on the power brick for all of them. So, as I say, if you want the yellow, the green or the purple, the yellow, the orange or the purple, so you just want the colour. You don't care whether it's got Ethernet or not. You just want the colour. It's going to cost you £200 more minimum, and you're going to get gigabit Ethernet whether you want to use it or not. But, you know, if you want it to be orange, then that's... It's the orange tax, Jonathan. The orange, the yellow and the purple tax. Oh. Right, let me have a look here. Not good if you're EasyJet. It's going to cost them a fortune, EasyJet, isn't it? £200 each more. Kim, you're warming to the Mac Mini, aren't you, Kim? Start looking at monitors. There you go. Why do the people care what the briefing room looks like as long as it's functional? Kim. Well, one, it's the amount of money that's been spent on it. We Brits do not like to hear that something costs that amount of money. So, to be honest, whatever it looked like, people's backs were up before they started. The other thing is, we've discussed the British flag before. It's seen as like jingoistic and people don't... Well, oh dear. It doesn't bother me one way or the other. I'm quite happy to see the British flag. But for instance, they put a Union Jack on an ID, something to do with ID, for going abroad with. So, you know, you need like a... You need some paperwork to go abroad with. So they put a Union Jack on it. And half of Scotland went mental, even though it's their flag as well. So it's just a thing with the optics of it that I think people would have been much more accepting if it didn't have those two flags there for a start. It's Boris wrapping himself up in the Union Jack, which worked for Maggie Thatcher, but does not work for Boris. And to spend that amount of money while at the same time he's being briefed against with Dominic Cummings, who's reared out of his coffin again. He's leaking texts this time, apparently, or allegedly. Boris has alleged that Dominic Cummings is leaking texts between him, Boris, and James Dyson, who's the guy who makes the... Well, actually, he was making medical equipment at the time, wasn't he? Ventilators. But normally he makes vacuum cleaners. He's not particularly popular in the UK either. Oh, Jonathan voted today. Couldn't tell you who you voted for. It wasn't Andy. As I'm sure you would have worked out. That's what I'm saying, but I don't know who it is. So I'm going to have to look carefully. I didn't vote for Andy, I can assure you. No way. But then I can't remember the name of the person I voted for. So I think they need a higher profile if they expect to actually get in. And the thing is, because Andy Burnham stood up to Boris, do you remember the Summer of Discontent last year? I'm sure it'll never leave you. When Andy Burnham wouldn't put us into a tier three or four, I can't remember which, and Boris was insisting, and he rumbled on for days, and it was a Mexican standoff, that. Most people will think he stood up for Manchester. So he'll get in. I don't know why we're bothering with an election. We should do a Putin, because he's going to get in. I'd be surprised if he doesn't. Anyway, Jonathan, I will tell you when I get my postal vote who was... It was actually standing. I haven't even got the postal vote yet, but we'll see. Simon says the latest is that Dominic Cummings is turning on him, saying Bongo's plans to refurb the flat at Tory donors' expense is probably illegal. Yeah, I'm thinking, you know, pot kettle on that one, Simon. I'm pretty sure driving up to wherever he drove to and Barnard Castle was illegal as well. Pretty sure about that. So, you know, let he who is without sin cast the first stone and all of that. It doesn't look like something that costs 2.6 million.
Come on,
it doesn't actually. Well, yes, you might want to check the leg on the right.
Right.
We've been told off for that. It didn't. It looked like, what's it called? You know that kind of fake boarding that people put up years ago? We had some in one house, and my uncle put some in. In fact, we had some when we moved in here. It's like a fake wall that's got this very thin veneer wood on it to look like cladding, and then you take it off and it looks normal again. It looked like that. It looked like fake panels. In fact, if you actually think about what the wood looked like, it looked like the, I can't remember what it's called, something manor from Cluedo. That's what it looked like on the walls. You were just waiting for Poirot. You wonder if Dominic Cummings is going to have a mysterious accident like Jeffrey Epstein. Well, you'd think if that was going to happen, it would have done by now, Simon. Maybe Boris will have a mysterious accident. Crying out loud. We do know, don't we, that the country is run by Boris's woman. Because that's also what Dominic Cummings told us all. Yes, Renee, it's sneaky, isn't it? They did not make that clear. But if you go in and you start the specking process, you think, just a minute, where's the orange? Where's the purple? And where's the yellow? Because it struck me particularly because Kim said she liked the orange, the purple. There was two comments came in on Tuesday. One was Jonathan saying, oh, my God, the purple's vile. And the next one was Kim saying, I like the purple. So as I'm looking at it, I'm thinking, well, where's the purple? And then, because you notice the colours are missing straight at the top. But then as you go down, you realise there's two dashes. You think, well, just a minute, they didn't explain that. They specifically said it started at whatever the price was. And in the UK, that's £1,249. And they never said there was any caveats. But there is, in terms of colour and Ethernet, which is so important. Can you imagine if your Wi-Fi's down in the house? I mean, our Wi-Fi has its moments. Virgin, who's our ISP, will jiggery-pokery something and reboot the router remotely. And then the Wi-Fi in the house will go mental. Then I've got to sort the Wi-Fi out. But we can carry on working regardless, because anything that's got an RJ45 on the back for Ethernet is cabled in. Anything that I can cable in is cabled in, including like a MacBook Air, because you know what? There's a dongle on it anyway. I've got to have a dongle on it to make the darn thing work. So I might as well make sure that there's an Ethernet cable in it. So the only devices that we lose for 10 minutes while it sorts itself out are iPads and phones and stuff. The phones will automatically switch to 4G. I think what happens automatically, because it's coded that way, is all of the devices that use Wi-Fi and their Wi-Fi's gone, they will automatically attach to my phone. Now, that was something I didn't have happening automatically until we updated to unlimited data. And once we went to unlimited data, it was like, well, just have them automatically go into the phone. But for some people where, you know, they have one Wi-Fi unit at the front door and they're trying to make it work. I mean, even Chidge has his coming in. It's a bungalow, so it's got a lot of floor space, but all on one level. And his man cave is diagonal to, so his man cave is in one corner of the house, and his internet is coming in diagonal as far away as possible. And you can't pick the Wi-Fi up in his man cave, which has been a bit of a problem, and Nina won't have cables. So he and I had to get very inventive with how we were going to fix that. So we put repeaters in between the two. But there's an example, you know, without, if the Wi-Fi goes, then you're just not online, are you? Not good. Not good. Good job. She said good job. She doesn't like any of the extra tax colours. No, luckily the silver's available on all of them and it's the only one I'd entertain. But they're Fisher Price. I'm not interested in any of them. Simon says, I don't think we like to see clearly self-motivated flag waving. It's distasteful to misuse the flag for phony patriotism. Yeah, that's it. There you go, Kim. That's it, succinctly put. If England are playing, that's fine. But if it's Boris, that's not fine. So, I mean, it was ill-advised to start with. Simon and I could have both told him straight it wouldn't work. So he should have listened to us. It was never going to work, and it didn't. Looked like Lawrence Llewellyn Bowen refurbed it for changing rooms. It did. Do you remember that one he did and the woman burst out crying? She hated it. It had a kind of chessboard floor. That was the only thing that briefing room was missing. Mind you, you know who I would like to put in it and lock the door? Laura Kunzberg. Oh, she got into trouble this week. Did anybody see that? I thought that was absolutely fabulous because I'd seen people on Twitter were being incredibly respectful, and she charges in with the Derek Chauvin case and makes a complete faux pas to the point, thank God, people screenshotted the tweet because she deleted it. It was that bad. And this is representing the BBC. This is somebody who is a, supposedly, air quotes, journalist for the BBC. Nicely done, Laura. Nicely done. Not. Because when I read it, I thought, you've got to be kidding. She put, it was the day that the verdict was released, and she tweeted out just like one line, which was like an FYI, I guess. And she said, the verdict is due in the George Floyd trial. And people went mental, pointing out that he wasn't on trial. No, the Derek guy was on trial. So hence she deleted it. But that's bad, isn't it? That is bad. If I were getting an iMac, what colour? From that lot, it would be silver, Jonathan, but I would much prefer a logo on the front with a black bezel, a bigger screen, and space grey. Just space grey, because it's not that much different to me, but my other stuff's space grey, so I might as well have space grey. But there's not a space grey, so there you go. Maybe if you buy the separate power brick for the expensive iMac, you could have Ethernet. Have we seen a price for that yet? Because if it's anything around the £200 mark, that explains the price difference between the base model and the next model up. That and the ports. So it could well be that. Let me see if I can put in power supply and if I see any. Power supply. What power supplies have we got? Let's have a laugh. What on earth is that? Not that one. Not that one. What are you? No. Nope, none of them by Apple. Unless they're calling them chargers. Nope, not there either. Let's try power adapter. Nope, not one of those either. Adapters. Could it be an adapter? No. I don't think it's anything else. No, they haven't even got one for sale yet. So we'll find that out when they do. But until then, we've got no clue. It might do, but my feeling is it wouldn't, because you'd have to have something at the computer end to pick up on the fact that you'd plugged an Ethernet in. So if you imagine that you've got an Ethernet cable and you've got this iMac and it doesn't have Ethernet, and somebody adapts it and there's now a socket and you can plug the Ethernet in, that doesn't mean you've got connectivity. It means there's a hole and you've plugged a cable in it. It doesn't mean that the computer is capable of understanding that there's a cable plugged in and what to do with it. It would need the equivalent of a network card inside it. So I'd have to say no, but I don't know, because I've not seen the spec for the power supply. But there you go. Tracy likes deep purple, but don't think you'd want that colour. Looks like slicked up blackberry pie and ice cream. They're all too pale on the front. They're all just too pale. I don't dislike the colours on the back if you particularly want a colour. So if they were phones, I'd be like, yeah, they're fine, just get the one you want. Having said that, you know, you would have to go, wouldn't you, for the silver one if you wanted space grey, unless you went for the blue. But it's the white front on all of them that's like, no. And the audio jack, no. The fact that it's still got the chin, no. No, we're all waiting for the professional one. Leave it be. Leave it be. Jonathan would only go for silver as well. Bongo, we're back to Bongo again. Bongo needs to do something to make us proud to be British. Not act like a moron and tell us we should be proud to be British. Yeah, that's true. It's the him acting like a moron, isn't it? Do you remember the zip wire, Simon? I mean, you can't unsee it, can you? There's no way, if he turned into the biggest statesman since Winston Churchill, that you could not see him on a zip wire waving two Union Jacks whilst wearing a hard hat. It can't be unseen. So I think he should just give it up. Give it up as a bad job. 2012 was the nearest we got to that, I think, with the Queen's Jubilee and the Olympics. It was a feel-good year, was 2012. It's all been downhill since. Because that was when, I think after 2012, you know, you were basking in it until about 2014, when Cameron started sabre-rattling for an election. And then before you know it, we're into the Brexit thing. And then I'm bombarded with Laura Kunzberg 24/7. Mind you, she's gone to ground at the minute. Right. Jonathan's wondering if companies will do skins for your iMac to make it look nicer. Well, I did suggest to Tracy, who said that she would much prefer a black bezel, that gaffer tape or duct tape, one or the other, would work very well. Just cover the white with black and you're done. And then the chin, well, I don't know with the chin. Let's just say the whole thing's been hit with the ugly stick, hasn't it? It's not what we wanted. I don't care how thick or thin it is. I just want the ports on the back. And as was pointed out, you don't even have the SD card thing now. So basically, you're going to need a drawer full of adapters. I'm going to need another extension to the house just for the adapters for all my kit. It's getting to that stage. Good job I've got those 66 Helmer drawers, isn't it? We need to do a Helmer drawer a week, don't we? On after hours, that'd be good. You can already buy them. Good grief, they're not out already, Anthony. Oh, wow. Let me have a look. How bad do they look? Oh, the metal series, the leather series. Oh, dear. The colour series. The space grey skin. That's it. That'll do. Space grey skin. That's all we need. Let's have a look at it. The slip wraps exclusive, sophisticated finish, ultra thin, durable protection. We are still talking about these iMacs, aren't we? Just saying. Oh, select the version. So it'd be the present model, wouldn't it? And that would turn it to space grey. I would worry about the impact on the heat. And I know it's only thin and all the rest of it. You can barely see it. Oh, I'm going to keep that. You never know, might need that. I have seen a notification about the trios and I will hand them over to Trio Boy Mike to put them in. Oh, so I could have a space grey iMac. Does it go over the leg as well? Oh, I'm definitely going to need to see this. Oh dear, I'm so happy with that. I've dropped something. The slick wrap. Oh, there's a story in here, isn't there? I'm trying to actually see. You just can't tell that there's anything on that. Oh, it's pretty nice, actually. Oh, yes, we're going to have a look at that. Indeed. Kim doesn't think she'd like a skin on a computer. I think on a laptop, because you're travelling around with it. I don't use an iPad without a case. There's not one iPad I have that's without a case. But they're all different cases. Predominantly, my cases are gel-backed for the older iPads. But the ones that have like a cover on the front that's magnetic tends to have like a back thing on it as well. But I wouldn't want to be paying silly prices for them. I don't spend silly prices on them. I also charged up. I realised I got an Android tablet. Yeah, I can't. Didn't remember I had it either. Hang on, which one are you? No, that's the other one. That's the Echo, not the Echo thing, the Fire tablet. But no, I remembered I'd got another Android tablet, an Asus. That was the one that would have been rude not to buy, basically. It was the one where I got the extra storage space and stuff. So I sorted all that out yesterday as well. So everything's bang up to date. It's amazing. But it keeps saying to me, this needs signing in and that needs signing in and all the rest of it. So I need to tap update on everything and put passwords in. And you're literally every password it asks me, I'm like, I haven't got a clue. What's your Google password? Don't know. What's your Microsoft password? Don't know. Then it wanted to log into 1Password and I thought, aha, a password that I know. Which, luckily, got me in with all the other things. So, yeah, it's up to date. Should do a demo on that, shouldn't I? I should show you what things look like on Android. Somebody must be using an Android tablet somewhere. Obviously, the clue is in the name. Mac Bytes After Hours. But, yeah, we talk about iPads, and that's not a Mac, is it? It's installing something now, so I'll leave it be. Otherwise, I'll upset it. Oh, dear. I like the idea of changing the colour of it. And I think, you know, if the pro models that do come out are as ugly as those, I'd seriously think about putting something on it, like a bag on its head. I've just got to get used to the fact it wouldn't matter if the bezel went to the edges, then I wouldn't care. I don't care what colour the back is. You'd still have problems in terms of, unless they did take all the ports and put them on a brick out of the way, I've still got the issue of audio cable sticking out the side that I don't need. Some people haven't got the space for that. It, you know, 27-inch iMac takes up quite a bit of space. I did think from some of the pictures that they put out that those looked small. You know, when you saw somebody stood next to them, they really did look small because the bezels shrunk a bit. But no, that one is not for me. If I was forced into it, it'd be silver. And then I'd have to get a black Apple logo from somewhere and attach it to the front. Other thing to think about, of course, is, you know, if you are buying anything other than the silver one, or the non-existent space grey. So basically, if you're buying anything other than the silver, you could end up with that keyboard kicking around in an odd colour that down the line, you know, you want to change and then you've got to change the peripherals as well. So, and anyway, I'm quite happy with the keyboard I've got, which is silver. So it would either be space grey or silver. I can't see me moving from that. I can't even imagine a colour that I'd look at and say I would prefer that to something plain, because I wouldn't. So there we go. That's where I am at the moment. Right. Well, it is, of course, Two Show Friday. And if you could see the amount of slides that I've got for the week at Matt Bites headquarters, which has been possibly the weirdest week ever, isn't it? Yes, I think this week qualifies as the most alarming week ever. So if you're coming on to After Hours at 9 o'clock, don't miss the week of my vice headquarters. It's been bizarre.
And we don't just mean for the football.
No, not just for the football. In fact, I don't think the football got a mention. I didn't have time for that, Mike. Things to do, people to see. Oh, Kim hopes Johnny gets a nap in beforehand. Oh, Kim's just thrown away the Apple logo. Never do that, Kim, because you may end up with something that's naked and demanding an Apple logo. Keep hold of them, and then because they're white, not black, you might have to colour them in with a Sharpie, but it'll look fine. Don't worry about the £2,000 device with the scribbled logo on the front. Call it art, and then it'll be unique. There you go. The M1X is coming in June. We can't come fast enough, Renee, on account of the fact that these are shocking. So we'll see. We'll see what happens. But whatever happens at WWDC, we will be there to cover it. And, of course, we will be back with you very shortly. But for the moment, I'm going to say goodnight from me.
And goodnight from me.
And we will both see you next time. Stay safe, guys.